from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Already a big day today down in Santa Clara. NFL Network reporting that Brandon Ayuk will report to the 49ers training camp. That means he will avoid, I believe, a $40,000 fine each day.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see whether he participates in any of the practices or not. The 49ers, according to Shanahan, they're going to practice Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. They take Sunday off. Then they practice Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And Ricky Pearsall won't be practicing the first 4 days, but Kyle Shanahan expects him back to practice on Monday.
You would ever pull a hammy, Stani? Not that we're NFL athletes right now, but I can honestly tell you with all I play, not pro level, I have not.
Well, one of the ways you have a hamstring is when you exert yourself. So maybe you've never exerted yourself to the fullest level when...
Please, I ball out.
Remember we're at the old ship about 3 months ago and I turned around and I walked into the pole?
I'll never forget it.
Yeah, that I definitely did something with my hamstring. It hurt for about a week.
But to do it all, you never want to get hurt.
Me and Ricky Pearsall,
Clay Thompson, you never want to get hurt away from the facility.
Of course not. You never want to get hurt, ideally.
I do wonder if that'll affect, let's just say this thing was serious, with Pearsall, would that impact it? No. This Ayuk situation's bigger than Ricky Pearsall, or is it? Because Willard, I remember, looked him in the eyes, Donnie, the other day. He feels like he's one of the Niners receivers' replacement. That could be Debo or Ayuk.
I'm going to play some more from this press conference that just took place at 11 o'clock down in Santa Clara. Brandon Ayuk is the big story of the day. According to reports, he will show up to training camp, thus avoiding a fine. But it's clear from what John Lynch said and Kyle Shanahan said. I mean, it doesn't – would this be a safe statement, 49er fans, at 888-957-9570? It doesn't feel like they're close.
I feel like they're done. He's exhausted. That's where I thought Wes Oakland Holloway was going. I think John Lynch is excited. Like, he knows I can't do the Jedi mind trick to his team. Stani, they're at a stalemate.
Well, Lynch would not necessarily agree with you. I'm going to play this again, but it sounds like you're not taking him at his word.
As you reported, do you expect him to report the Azen?
Well, they still have another hour and change, until, so I don't know if he is here, but we expect all our players to report and be here.
Any understanding with him that you will continue to negotiate? Is there any, like, to get?
We've had great communication. We started this really early. We made it a priority to try to get done. We've had excellent communication throughout. Really don't want to characterize it. We haven't been able to, and that's a shame, but, we're Brandon's a big part of our team, and we expect that he will be this year.
You know what, Goo? I was waiting for I was waiting for Lynch to say we will continue negotiating, but it wasn't in that soundbite.
Yeah, no doubt.
Let me ask you this. Do you think they've had great communication? And do you think the 49ers did make Brandon Ayuk a priority? Because I don't. Just because they have negotiated with him, or just because they reached out to him early in the process, I don't necessarily think that means he was a priority. They may have just talked early in the process and given him an indication that you might not get what you want. And if you don't get what you want, we're still expecting you here. But to me, they didn't make him a priority.
Okay.
They made McCaffrey a priority, and it looks like they may be making Purdy a priority, which is fine, but I think that's the way I'm reading into it. What do 49er fans think at 888-957-9570?
Okay, Stani, to answer your question, and I heard your answer, I do believe they made him a priority, but he was not prioritized like he thought or highly on the list. And that's why we saw McCaffrey get his deal when he did the extension. Different money. But at the end of the day, what this is about to me is I believe 26 M's was offered to Brandon Ayuk, and that wasn't suffice to him and his team, because he's watching all these receivers, some that are better than him and more talented, and he's holding himself, rightfully so, in a higher esteem than the Niners do. And I feel like the Niners are turned off, and he's turned off that they don't see how important he, you know, looks at himself. So I'm not going to say he's not a priority. You could listen to Lynch, but there's some despair in his voice in those questions being answered, that he's flustered or frustrated that they can't get it done. That's why I don't believe this thing is going to end well. And my take or victory lap, not that I'm thinking about it, for Clay and Ayuk staying or going, might come to fruition.
What's going on in Dallas with your guy, CeeDee Lamb?
Well, they got two contracts, Dak, and I think they're going to let him play it out and let him walk. That's just my two cents. CeeDee's going to be a holdout. He's not reporting.
Okay.
But now all the talks and reports are he is ahead of Dak in priority.
Gotcha.
So they're going to get something done. So I just told Carter during the break, I expect by Sunday, CeeDee Lamb will get money. And Carter was saying, oh, that's going to impact Ayuk, but not with the Niners, because it feels like the Niners have given them the number, and Ayuk just will not bite.
This from Chris A. on the YouTube chat. If the Niners offered Brandon Ayuk $26 million a year, he fumbled the bag.
In San Francisco land, that may be the case.
Yeah.
But why? And Bonte just tweeted this. I don't know. Yeah, you ain't on that. He's surprised Ayuk showed up. Would he really have scared the bejesus out of the Niners with this Pearsall? I know it's soft tissue, but let's just say he's not back in 4 or 5 days. Do you think Brandon might have had another card in his deck to kind of shake the organization to meet that number?
I don't know. I mean, I just don't know.
What?
I don't know if what they offered early, I don't know whether that deal's not there anymore. I don't know if there was never a deal early. I'm not sure. I know we had Emmanuel Acho on, and he seemed to indicate that Brandon Ayuk got some kind of offer in May, but that was the last offer, and maybe it's not there anymore. Maybe it's not there anymore.
That happened with Klay Thompson, right? That 2 for 48, Stani, sounded like it disappeared when they called back and said, we'll take 2 for 40.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. 888-957-9570. 49er fans, how are you feeling right now about Brandon Ayuk's future with the team? Did anything that Kyle Shanahan say or anything that John Lynch said, did it resonate with you and make you think, huh, maybe they might move Brandon Ayuk? Or did you hear a steadfast GM basically say, we want him to play this fifth-year option for $14 million, and it's really as simple as that? That's the one thing I did write down, if I can find it somewhere.
While you do that, let me read this to you from the great Lori Matthews. And I know we're in a world of get your money, generational wealth, but she wrote this, Donnie, and it hit me. Ayuk is listening to the wrong people. How would you, does that strike you at a, or I'm pro IU, but if you didn't take that 26 because you think you're good as Justin Jefferson and the team might not, what are you doing? So you want to go somewhere and not win but get your bread?
Well, not sure.
Those guys exist. I don't know if Brandon's one of them.
Here's one thing John Lynch said when he was asked point blank if this has been a tougher negotiation than they had with Bosa or, let's say, Deebo Samuel.
This one has been challenging. As I said, we set it out. We started it earlier than we have in the past, made it a priority. And there's a lot of dynamics. I'm not going to get into all of them, but there's a lot of dynamics as to why it's been challenging. The fifth-year option is something we all sign up for when you have a first-round pick. And, you know, that's been out there. But we've tried diligently to get this done. We haven't been able to get there. That's, you know, what I've learned from my past experiences for the last 7 years going into our eighth is that sometimes when you think there's no way this thing's going to progress, they do. Sometimes when you think there's, oh, all right, this thing's done tomorrow, it's not. So you just keep going. You stay in communication and, you know, you understand that it's a business. I've been in their shoes. I know where they're at. I know the challenges. I take a lot of pride in having things done so that our team can focus on the job at hand. And it hurts me when that's not always done at this time of year. So I understand that. But again, I think we're in a fortress. We've got a lot of talented players and we've rewarded a lot. So that it does become more challenging in time when you've rewarded so many players. So, but that's also why this is a very good team that has such high expectations.
Wow. The fifth year option is something we all sign up for.
Man, oh man. That sounds like Norm telling me it is what it is, pal.
That's about what that translates to.
Man.
That's what stuck out to me. And everything John Lynch said.
He did, man.
The fifth-year option is something we all sign up for.
I got to believe Brandon and his camp don't like that. And, you know, David Hernandez, again, on the chat, Ayuk's girlfriend already said he was worth $30 million. So if that's what his goal is and he's not getting it from the Niners, I mean, man, it might cost him his future here, Stani. So we'll see how this plays out. Because we'll be out there tomorrow with the roast. We still don't know if this is a play-in in regard to what...
I can't imagine he's going to practice. That's just me, okay. But I'd be surprised. I think showing up is his way of trying to meet the team halfway, but I don't... I'd be surprised, I guess, if he would practice. Because to me, the minute he practices... I think in his mind, he's got to be saying to himself, I'm playing with, you know, for $14 million this year.
And you're going to laugh at me, oh, go be a pro. I probably would have a worse season than any of my others with my contract and me getting hurt on my mind. Going across the middle knowing one play could be a wrap. And yeah, you know, poor people like myself could say he's getting $14 million. Come on, guru. But no. That's mincemeat compared to what he's trying to get and solidify. So you wonder where his head's at. If I don't think I'd want my receiver out there with this on his mind like we saw with Clay. How'd that work out?
The fifth-year option is something we all sign up for.
That might be the phrase of it all.
Let's go to BJ in Santa Clara. Hey, BJ, what's going on, man? What do you think?
A fifth-year option is something we all signed up for.
Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta use that fifth-year option. You got to franchise tag him because his goal is not long-term. The goal is to win a Super Bowl now. Mm. So it don't matter if we have him for 5 years and don't win a Super Bowl. So I say we use that fifth year. Use that franchise. If we get a Super Bowl, great. It was all worth it, and go wherever you want. But we're not going to trade him to any good team. You know, they're not going to trade him to the Chiefs, you know?
Right.
So he's going to either go to a bad team and make a lot of money, or he's going to hold out like Le'Veon Bell did, and that didn't work out too good. You know, he got cut right after. It was never really what he was supposed to do. So you can't take a year off of football and just come back and expect to get paid big, you know? Yeah. If that doesn't work that way, you got to work hard. You got to play. If you get hurt, you get hurt. It is what it is. But the Niners, it's a business. It's an organization, you know? You have a fifth-year option, which is there for a reason,
right?
You know? And we could franchise tag you, I believe, two times in a row after that.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can.
Yes, they can.
Yeah. So I think that happened before to Kirk Cousins, you know, and it didn't work out, so they got rid of him, you know. But
Kirk still makes a lot of money that way.
Yeah.
Kirk Cousins came in with a great attitude. He knows the business. I'm just kidding. Thanks,
Pete. Cousins probably made more money than Tom Brady doing it that way.
Probably.
Wow.
Thanks, BJ. Appreciate the call.
Yeah, it's funny. We got the TVs on in the studio, and these words came out of the mouth of John Lynch. But what the national, you know, media is running with is Lynch's quote of, "We fully expect Brandon to be with the 49ers." And I'm not mad at SportsCenter or whoever, but there was so much other stuff. But now I'm honed in on the fifth year. Is what we all signed up for. Like, man.
Yep. All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan just spoke to the media. A lot of it was about Brandon Ayuk and what's going on with Brandon Ayuk. Lynch left all the doors open to pretty much everything. And he stopped short of saying that absolutely, he wasn't going to trade Brandon Ayuk. He didn't say he was going to, but clearly he left that option open, and at the same time said, well, we expect him here. We expect all our players here. And then the big line to me, the fifth-year option.
Line of the day, Stine.
Is something we all sign up for.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.